I know a lot of them are a lot of them are like that, and they just you know, they want to enforce their rules at least for a while. I think after maybe after a few years, you might be surprised that they kind of relax on things, because you know, once they get people moved into the subdivisions and you know, they pretty much get most of the property sold off, they don't care much. But interesting, my former boss's daughter just moved back up here from Dallas. She was a licensed PT, a physical therapist. She moved down there because there was a lot more work down in Texas, and it paid a lot better. And actually, my friend, my former boss, ended up getting quite ill, pancreatitis, so she moved back up here to take care of him. So she just moved all of her stuff up here from Dallas in August. Back to you.
Well, we may have followed him up here. We pulled into the driveway up here August 29th, I believe. We bought the house in April, and it's kind of hard to find a house in this location. The houses here were built in the 80s. They're 40 years old, but the people have really kept them up and have updated them. So it was kind of like, well, if I can live 1 mile from our daughter and son-in-law, grandson, granddaughter, yeah, we better do it. So we did it, and we let the contractor have the house for about 5 months. He fixed it up for us, made it kind of like what we were moving out of. But I got to tell you, Texas is a wonderful place. It is a great group of people. I was a member of the club. In fact, I was a past president, treasurer, chief cook and bottle washer of the Montague County Amateur Radio Club. So I had to reset there. Anyway, it was a little bit sad to move, but it's also been very good. So it's all paid off. NADUO, back to KMACAD.